T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Matchups, you just got to go win a basketball game.
I love the comp because we talked about this before the season even started, where I was saying, hey, this reset of all these young players with these old guys does feel like that 86 draft heading into that 88 season, where these things are starting to come to fruition for the 49ers. Also, remember, when the Niners lost in 87, they flamed out to the Vikings.
Yep.
Flamed out. The way the Warriors lost last year in both play-in games, you had a chance to beat the Lakers. You don't. And then you basically got manhandled by the Grizzlies in the second one. And down the stretch. Down the stretch of that game.
It went to overtime.
But, I mean, B, you had every opportunity to win, and you couldn't stop Jaw.
Yep. And Scott Foster did him favors because Valachunas was in foul trouble early. Dylan Brooks was in foul trouble early. Kate Fitzgerald in Boston. Yeah. Oh, he was putting on a clown show.
And then you got guys missing almost full seasons. Montana misses the 86 year with a lot of time. Mm-hmm. 87, he's banged up a lot.
Back injury,
Curry gets hurt this year. Obviously, Clay got hurt for 2 years. Draymond gets hurt. Like, there are a lot of similarities there, and they found their stride toward the end of the season. Those final few games before the playoffs for the Warriors, doesn't it feel like those were the get-right games, though Steph didn't even play in them?
Yep, it was a get-right games. It was a get-right games. And it actually started with the loss to Phoenix before the five-game winning streak.
That's a
because
really
Phoenix comes out, they're up 12-0 right off the rip. Warriors come back, and they go down to it. And that's what I thought. Right then and there, I said, you know what? I'd rather see Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals. That game right there, I saw Draymond Green grab a rebound over DeAndre Ayton, and DeAndre Ayton was fumbling with the basketball. He was screwed. He was all rattled. And I said, you know what? I'm not afraid of Phoenix. I'm not on that train.
And you know what we haven't brought up all morning?
What's that?
I mean, because we've got all week to get into this, but Dallas Warriors, first time since We Believe.
I know.
Dallas again in the playoffs. Versus Dallas? Are we going to have those chumps on again?
We should. Oh.
Those guys that aren't from Texas?
Yeah, the clowns who wanted to talk about my mama asked if she was available. I was like, oh, 2 minutes in and you're done already? You're going to mama jokes?
It was an Odyssey sister station in Dallas that we spoke to before the 49ers played the Dallas Cowboys. And Bonte and me, we kind of got into it and laughed at them.
They're clowns. And they said, put your money where your mouth is.
And you did.
We said, okay, what name your price. They never got back to us. And then the Niners won. And they, you guys were all scared. And whoa. California, you liberals. Oh, my gosh. You guys stay in this shack. And yada, yada. They're idiots. Those clowns. And you know what? We should have them on because they probably don't even know basketball. I guarantee you they don't know anything about basketball. Get Mike Bassett on. He knows about the Dallas Mavericks. Those other two clowns.
I do like Mike Bassett.
Yeah, Bassett knows his hoops.
He does a good job.
He knows his hoops.
I like Bassett.
The other guys? 5-1-0. What's the game plan to beat the Mavericks? It's for the mobile text line. Today on the roast. Now, other shows may get into the Mavericks right away. Here on the roast, we want to relive Game 6 a little bit.
I mean, come
on. We want to relive that closeout game. We want to relive it. We want to break it down, and we want to move forward slowly. We have Tuesday and Wednesday to break down the Mavericks. It's a lot of game. I tell you what number one game plan, 5-1-0. Don't turn the ball over. You can't. The final tally against the Grizzlies, Warriors 107 turnovers, the Grizzlies 65. You can't do that. I tell you, that game plan will get you beat.
The YouTube chat is talking about the Dallas radio guys, and they're doing the Frank Sinatra, send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns.
I mean, just YouTube is on fire. Now, if you're not subscribed, listening to 95.7 The Game, I mean, what are you doing with yourself? Everybody's got a YouTube channel, right? Yeah. I mean, everyone's got a YouTube account, excuse me. Create one, click subscribe, hit that like button right now. The live feed's up. We got hundreds of people watching. Watching right now. People are so fired up for Game 6. So let me ask you, star Game 6, because I think you can go in a lot of different directions. Curry's fourth quarter, Andrew Wiggins throughout the entire series, but in that game, the effort level. Kevon Looney, Draymond Green, Game 6, Klay Thompson. Who do you think gets the game ball if you were going to give out a game ball? I mean, we never do this. I'm just curious with what your thought was, because I do feel like on a game like that, you could have given it to five or six guys.
You split that ball up. You cut it into five pieces and say, hey, starting five, here you go. Here you go. Looney, you get a piece of the basketball. Curry, you get a piece of the basketball. Clay, you get a piece of the – actually, just give them each a ball. Give them five balls. Here you go. Here you go, Clay. Here's one for you. Here's one for you, Draymond. Here's one for you, Wiggins. Because that's tough to dice. They each played their role. Wiggins understands his role. Looney understands his role. And they played it down to a T.
Wiggins hit some big mid-range jumpers in that fourth quarter.
Huge. Huge. Here's what Mike Brown had to say about Looney, though.
Man, Loon, what a game. When was the last time somebody had 22 boards? It's fantastic. I think what's more impressive than the 22 boards is I think I ran him 17 straight minutes, and I kept looking at him because after the first five, he looked like he was dying. Then the next two, he looked like he was worse. I don't know if you can get any worse. And then every minute after that, I was just saying, Loon, hold on. Loon, hold on, and he did.
That's what happened. He held on for dear life.
He got loose balls. He was sparking transition plays. He was boxing out. He was active on the offensive glass, giving us second chance opportunities. To me, it was a signature Kevon Looney night.
And how about this? Warriors now improved to 6-0 at Chase Center.
That's incredible.
That's the one. I haven't lost to Chase Center yet.
That's kind of crazy.
They're protecting home court. Here's what Mike Brown had to say about Andrew Wiggins.
I saw a resiliency that most people didn't think he had, especially when he was in Minnesota. He stepped up. He was picking up full court. He was switching and keeping bigger guys off the glass. He just sat down and dug in for us. And that was the same thing that he did. It was a game four for us at the end of the game. So he's showing up in big moments. And I hope he gets his due credit because he was huge for us this series.
And on Chase Center, a lot of people talk about Chase Center. Here's what Steph Curry had to say about Chase Center Friday night.
I think Clay's three with maybe a minute and a half, something like 2 minutes. Like, that was the loudest I think I've ever heard it. I didn't even go crazy. I just kind of took a second to just look up and kind of embrace it and enjoy the experience. So it was really dope. And for us to have an opportunity to keep playing, hopefully it continues to get better.
And congrats to Steph Curry for graduating from college yesterday, Davidson University, getting his diploma 12 years after the fact. But he said he's been taking some classes this past spring semester, so that's out of the way. He doesn't have to hit the books anymore. Go figure. Three kids, a wife, a basketball team, you're the face of the franchise. And oh, by the way, I'm taking college courses.
He's too perfect.
Not easy.
God, he's so perfect. He makes us all feel very insufficient.
He does.
I mean, in contrast, I feel like such a... just a loser.
Oh, man, let's
take all that personally.
I mean, I'm playing MLB The Show on a Sunday night, and Steph Curry's taking classes to get a degree. Classes. He's got more money than he could ever need.
He's taking classes. Let's go to SF Bay Drummer. SF Bay Drummer in the city. What's happening? You're on the roast.
Yo, what's up? You know, usually I'm calling from Houston all the time, but I flew into the Bay. It was my pop's birthday yesterday. Shout out to Yul Doran Sr. And, you know, I had to watch the game on Friday on my little phone on the plane on delay with Dish Network. But, you know, I'm happy to see the Warriors handle business. And, you know, I'm going to bring the smoke back to Texas with me because we're going to beat Dallas again. Next time you talk to them bums in Dallas, let them know that we own real estate out there in Texas. Rangers ain't got nothing to say to us. The Cowboys ain't got nothing to say to us. And the Warriors, too. We own them.
Are you going to one of the games in Dallas?
We got to have fashion. Nah, man. You already know. Priorities, man. I got the girls. I already spent all this money to come out here. Leave with lead in my pocket.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that, man. I'm not mad at that.
You root from afar?
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
You know, I'm going to be rooting hard. Look, for sure. Let's go, Warriors. I'm bringing the smoke, you know what I'm saying? And the words of my cousin, Mr. C from RBL, we ain't smoking no bammer. So let's
go.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Bud in Oakland, what's happening? Oh, Bud's gone. Bud just hung up there.
Which rapper are we going to hear from Dallas? Is it going to be Post Malone? Is it going to be Vanilla Ice? Yeah, I didn't know that until I searched this
Vanilla Ice from Dallas?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
D.O.C.
I thought Vanilla Ice was like from Tulsa, Oklahoma or something.
No, it says he's from Dallas. I mean, that's what he's claiming.
Who else did they have from rap? Because most of the rappers come from Houston.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing Little Loaded.
I don't know who that is.
Nor do I. Asian Doll. Never heard of her.
No.
Dora. Big Lurch. Lil Twist. Yeah. Cowboy Troy.
Yeah, I don't know who
Picasso.
That is. It sounds like a lot of trash rappers out there.
Yeah, I think sounds we got
like
this
the Bay. Yeah, we got that one. We got that one. Jason in Oakland. Jason, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, baby?
I'm here. Thank you for having me here.
Anytime.
You know, I'm this might be a rude awakening for me. All right, boys, hear me out here, okay? I think Klay Thompson is overhyped here, okay? With all due respect, he is a phenomenal player, okay? However, looking just based off of his recent experience and what's going on, he's only good when they do good. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I feel
like, quite frankly, like, I don't know where you're going with this. Keep going.
Keep finishing. I'm eager. You got my ears.
Please hit
now.
The punchline.
No, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay. We're waiting.
All right, just like let's just look at the series that just happened. Okay, looking from the 3 line, he was 3-10, 2-12, 4-6, 0-7, 3-6, 18-4. Okay, look, I like 2, maybe 3 of those games. Okay, 1, the 3-6, they lost. Okay.
Bye bye, Jason. You're taking away
Jason,
too long.
Jason. So here's the thing. Klay Thompson has always been streaky. I think that's one of the misnomers
right.
about Klay Thompson's
always.
Career. He's always been streaky.
But what's made him good is because he was a two way player.
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, I look at this. Look around all of the NBA and the playoffs. It's hard. Outside of the superstar on every team, and even then, it's hard to be sustainably excellent every single night against sophisticated defenses that know your tendencies, that are game planning in a 7-game series to stop you.
I just, the guys read out the box score saying, well, he's only good when they're doing good. Well,
there's no emotion on my face because
I'd rather
look at it like, hey, in the wins, Klay Thompson's really good. We need Klay Thompson to play good in order to win.
Well, and also credit the Memphis Grizzlies for slowing him down. I would just say this, Klay Thompson's going to keep shooting, and there is something beautiful about that. He has bad games. No one's denying that. Would you rather have him tuck tail like Chris Paul did last night?
Yeah, I know.
Like Chris Paul did in game 6?
Yeah, or the last 5 games of that series?
But look, the Warriors needed Klay Thompson to come through in game 6, and he did. All right? And that's really all that matters.
Steph started 4-17 in that game. Started 4-17.
Yeah, he was missing.
So he was missing. Jason, I know that was your first phone call. Please call us back. You got to redeem yourself.
And maybe lay off the pot first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's not good. Back off or something. Need to go to timeless, Jason. What's coming up in the game brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. You've heard the latest news, traffic, and weather, but there's something else you should hear. Consider getting a COVID-19 booster as recommended by the CDC. Robin, Bud, Antonio, we'll get to you on the other side. Plus more of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. That's the number. And that is the Xfinity mobile text line we see on YouTube and Twitch. Let's have some fun today. Warriors beat the Grizzlies. They're in the Western Conference Finals. They have home court advantage against the Dallas Mavericks, game 1, 6 p.m. And you can listen to it right here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Hey, Shasky, you got a tweet that you need to read off. It's on your phone. Oh, I don't have it, but you need to read it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
read it off. And also, line them up right now. 888-957-9570.
Trust me, they're lined up.
Game six. I want to relive it. Let's sit in the bathwater. Imagine this is the hot tub right now. We're just going to sit in it. We're going to chill.
We have cigars.
Oh, hell yeah, we got cigars.
We have the other stuff, too.
Absolutely. It's legal. And then also, I've got a little bit of that 1942 Don Julio.
Oh, yeah,
but I'm telling you this right now. I'm not ready to move on to the Dallas Mavericks. I want to sit here and I want to bask in game six some more. So I want to hear from everybody.
Right.
Who gets the game ball? You can only give it to one.
Also, game ball, I want you to come on with the game ball. It's not hard. Two-part question.
Yes.
Who do you give the game ball to, and what will you remember game six for?
Oh, I like that.
What will you remember game six for?
I like that.
It's what I'm going to remember it for. Shasky, it's just that run in the fourth quarter, the 18-3 run, where everybody contributed. Looney with multiple offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. Draymond pushing the floor. You know, when Draymond puts his head down, he's going coast to coast.
Yes.
And then he drops the dime to Steph Curry.
My favorite
and
Draymond.
And it's 95-89, and it goes to break, and you just see the crowd roaring. Klay Thompson with the dagger three there, running down the floor, throwing up the six.
Yes.
Andrew Wiggins with huge shots in the second half. We cannot say enough about Andrew Wiggins. This is why last offseason when we were doing the show, and you were with me for the most part, we know how you get Shasky sometimes. You get a little emotional.
I fluctuate.
But for 90% of the time, you were with me on keeping Wiggins instead of trading for Ben Simmons.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad they kept Andrew Wiggins. And he went through a slump, but damn it, two-way Wiggins is back. He is all the way back.
About Looney?
Looney.
What about Draymond?
You can't say enough about these guys. So, game ball. Who you giving the game ball to, and what will you remember game six for? But before we do that, because we got some heavy hitters on the line right now. We're going to get to Robin next. We got the heavy hitters on the line.
Oh, my God, bro.
You got to read this tweet.
Okay, so Pat Beverly is on First Take right now. It's him and J.J. Redick, and it's our man Stephen A. Smith. Here's what Pat Bev, who obviously played for Minnesota this year, here's what he said on ESPN. Do I go to bed at 10 p.m. the night before playing Chris Paul? Hell no. But if I'm playing Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock, telling my girl, don't call me.
Wow.
Pat Bev is coming for everything Chris Paul related.
Damn.
He's basically
can you read
saying,
it one more time?
One more time. Okay, I got to go back to it. Sorry. Here we go. Do I go to bed at 10 p.m. the night before playing Chris Paul? Hell no. But if I'm playing Steph Curry tomorrow, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock, telling my girl not to call me.
Dear Lord.
Quote, unquote.
Damn. Robin in the city. Robin, what's up, dear? What's going on?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? Hi, you guys. Bronte, did you see me waving at you?
I did. I waved back at you. I hope you didn't see me wave back. So I'll be waving back at you.
Leave that man alone. And everybody was standing next to me. They were like, that's Bronte. So I just wanted to call and let you know, you got a little fan club, sugar. And I'm front and waving like, yeah, I know him. My brother was like, Robin, you know you're too damn old. So anyway, I wanted to say this to you guys. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. It was a great game. If I had to give the game ball to anyone, it would be Kevon Looney.
Okay.
I would not give Steph Curry a part of that game ball because he was not efficient. That was a turbulent 29. However, it doesn't. He came through. You know what? Someone can be lousy a whole game, But he hit them. If he hit them shots when it matters the most, then he's great. So he did his part on that. Yep. But reason why I would also give Looney the game ball, you guys, he was out there setting them screens.
He was setting them screens.
Them heated screens, baby. He was opening up Clay. He was getting right to the basket. Looney was out there setting up them screens and them rebounds. And Andrew Wiggins said, didn't hit crucial mid ranges. He hit three crucial threes.
Yep.
One in the third quarter and two in the fourth.
There you go. I thought Wiggins was awesome. On the Steph Curry fourth quarter thing, I don't know how anyone could look at, forget the rest of the game, just the fourth quarter in crunch time. That's what you're known for. That's what LeBron's known for. That's what Kobe's known for. That's what Michael Jordan's known for.
And what has been the knock on Curry from the naysayers?
Oh, he's not clutch. But, like, go back to Joe Montana, right? Why do we love Joe Montana? Because in the 1981 championship game, after having three turnovers earlier in the game, he delivered the drive that needed to happen with the game winner. All right? Well, he almost threw an interception in the Cincinnati game that we were talking about, the Super Bowl in 1988, January 89. And then what does he do with the two-minute drive? Oh, he comes through. Tom Brady, what did he do in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks? What did he do in the fourth quarter against the Atlanta Falcons? That's when your entire aura is molded, is in crucial situations. Madison Bumgarner, when did he do it? I don't know. Seventh, eighth, and ninth inning of a game seven.
Right.
Like, that's when you become the man. Yeah. Mariano Rivera, why do we hold him in such high regard? Because he closed games out for decades.
Yep.
I mean, so to me, the fourth quarter for Steph, yes, he was inefficient at times for the first three quarters, but when they needed him, he was there in every fourth quarter, essentially.
Fourth quarter, 4-7, 3-5 from the three-point line. Mm. 11 points, 3 rebounds. Now you got people calling him a front runner and this and that.
God, I mean, come on.
He woke up just in the nick of time. Because he did start off 4-17. He was struggling. He was scuffling. He really was. But you know what? He stepped up when you needed him to. He stepped up when you needed him to. So, Curry was good.
Curry!
Could have been better, but you know what? You got through the Memphis
Grizzlies. Are we going to do this his entire career?
I'm not.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying,
but
like,
you know what's funny?
The national media. Are they going to do, like, they're just going to dilute everything? Like, we're just going to search through the rubble looking for things to critique?
This man has three championships.
That's insane.
The only unanimous MVP award in the history of the NBA. All right?
It's as if he's a gimmick. He's going to go straight to the Hall of Fame. He's going to have the same amount, well, hopefully, the same amount of titles as LeBron James when it's all said and done. And it's just, everything's a gimmick. Everything's like, oh, well, the others. Like, really?
But it's funny.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, no, it's funny because he has three championships.
Yes.
He's one away from tying LeBron James.
Yes.
All right, who's been the best player over the last 20 years.
Yes.
I give you that. I give LeBron that. He has.
He's the second or third best player ever, and that's even if you don't like LeBron.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, he has three rings. They go 73-9 and come up short. Mm-hmm. They go back-to-back. One of the greatest teams of all time in 2017. This guy's been to All-Star games, three-point shootout championship, all the stuff. But yet, we're sitting here on the morning of, and national people are saying, you know, I feel so bad for Chris Paul. He deserves a ring.
I just...
He had one of the biggest flameouts in Game 7 history. His team was down 30 at the half.
They scored 27 at home.
Can you imagine if that was Stephen Curry leading that charge?
No, because it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened.
And
exactly.
Also, yeah, he'd be flamed.
So, I don't get Chris Paul out of here. Like, Patrick Beverly plays in this league.
Yes.
He just told you. I go to bed at 10 o'clock and play video games when I prepare for Chris Paul.
He's his contemporary.
And make love to my lady. Pat Bev, I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. and do not call me. I'm going to bed at 8 p.m. Do not bother me. Do not call me. Video games off. I'm studying the tape because Steph Curry's coming to town. That's Patrick Beverly.
I know, not me and you. It's just, but I feel like we do this every time. Like, they're back in the Western Conference Finals, and it's like, well, yeah, but.
They're back in
but. It's like, come on.
Think about this. Last offseason, we'll get back to the calls. Buds, you're coming up next. We got the coach, we got Mike, we got Jason, we got Austin.
Why does the media do this?
Because they're idiots, that's why. A lot of people are idiots, and they don't watch the game. They just don't watch the game. And it's easy for them to get clicks and to get attention off of ripping Stephen Curry. This guy has flipped a moribund franchise.
Yes.
Think about where the Warriors were before Steph Curry. And think about where they are now.
They were the Kings.
They're a top five franchise in all of American sports.
Absolutely.
All right.
I've been mentioning them in the same breath as the Patriots, all like playoffs.
And nobody's batted an eye.
No. And the Patriots, Spurs, St. Louis Cardinals. Pick the organization that you think is like the culture organization that consistently wins and does it the right way. He's been a part of that as much as Bob Myers and Joe Lacob, if not more.
The guy averaged over 37 points a game the last 2 months of the season just to get him into the play-in tournament, and he still got no credit. Oh, Steph Curry could take this team to the playoffs. But yet you guys still call Kelly Oubre Jr. and Kim Bazemore bums. So which one is it?
And let's look at some of the other contemporaries. So LeBron's one of them, right? I think LeBron, even if the biggest Curry fan in the world, LeBron's ahead of Curry, right?
Yep.
But let's look at the other people that have played and overlapped throughout his career. Harden, Chris Paul. Yep. Russell Westbrook. Like, let's think about the other truly greats. Giannis? Now, look, Giannis gets tons and tons and tons of credit. Yep. And we'll see where his career stacks up. And I have tremendous respect for Giannis.
So much respect.
Tremendous respect for Giannis.
He carried that team to 7 games against Boston.
Look at the drop-off between Steph, Giannis, Curry, and then all those other guys that I referenced. Am I missing somebody?
No.
All those other guys have dog performances multiple times where they were opportunities to go farther, and they didn't even show up.
Didn't even show up.
We destroyed Steph for not making the playoffs last year.
Right.
Destroyed him. He showed up in those final games.
Well,
LeBron beat him because he, you know, was throwing a ball right. at three rims.
Right. Well, Steph Curry gets flamed for game 7 in 2016, and I get it. The first thing they were doing on TNT and in that third quarter, Chris Paul, something's got to be up with him. He averaged 9 points over the last 5 games, and they let the quadricep injury be an excuse for Chris Paul. The national broadcast
did. It's always him.
We don't remember Steph Curry playing with a partially torn ligament in his knee, and he had to go through OKC, and he had to go through LeBron James, and yeah, he wilted in game number 7, 13 points. He turned the ball over. He came up short in that. But he never made an excuse for the injury. Nobody did. But yet for all these other players, oh, James Harden, he's just not in shape. Oh, maybe it's the hamstrings. Oh, well, he's got to get acclimated to the system. Yada, yada, yada. The Warriors they've had different lineups damn near every game this season. Think about how many games everybody's missed. COVID, injuries. Otto Porter Jr. not playing back-to-backs. Klay Thompson not playing back-to-backs. Steph Curry, we don't even talk about his foot no more. Well, he's got a foot injury that we don't even talk about.
Well, forget all of that part of it. How about in the ring-chasing era where teams, basically players come and go left and right.
Right.
This guy stayed with one organization. How many times could he have hit eject on this franchise?
The last 2 years, knowing that Klay Thompson may not be the same Klay Thompson.
You lose KD.
Knowing that you got all these youngsters.
Exactly.
You know, like, hey.
How many other superstars were going to stay pat?
And think about all the talks.
And not have the organization trade all those young pieces for, you know, some aging veteran.
One thing he said earlier this year that we don't talk enough about.
We can't talk enough about
Steph Curry, what he said earlier this year. I want to see Jordan Poole. Our job as veterans, by the time we leave, we need to leave this spot with Jordan Poole being an all-star.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga being an all-NBA defender.
Mm-hmm.
James Wiseman being an MVP candidate. And Moses Moody being an all-NBA player. That's how we want to leave this franchise. How many leaders and superstars do you hear talk like that in the NBA?
None. But then how many teams keep three superstars together for 10 years?
I know. Not many.
I mean, again, this is the ring-chasing era in the league that feels like the most... There's more mobility in the NBA for great players than I think any other sport. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so, like, for them to have three guys, and it's not like it's been a straight path of success where they've been healthy the entire time. Three guys stay together, not kill each other, all right? And then now they're back? This is the icing on the cake season.
They are the greatest trio in NBA history. And it would be icing on the cake if they get this championship. They're the greatest trio in NBA history.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm going to have to absorb that. I don't even know.
Think about that.
Who else are you putting in there? I'm asking out loud now.
Bird, Parrish, McHale's the one that's top of the mind.
Yeah, and they got three rings,
You could go Magic.
Yeah.
You could go Magic, Worthy, and Kareem. They won three rings together.
Yes.
All right, you could do that.
Worthy came on a little after.
Right, and you could go in the 70s with Cowens or Havlicek and whoever. Yeah. You know, Bill Russell and Cousy and JoJo White, all those guys.
They had
Casey
9
Jones.
Hall of Famers on one team. It's tough for me to go back to those Celtics teams when there's like 8 teams in the league.
But I believe they're truly, and can't forget about Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili.
Yeah, Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili, yeah. Yeah.
But they may go down as the greatest trio of all time. And I think they're right there. I think they're right there right now. Let's go to Bud in Oakland.
That's a great
Bud,
man.
What's happening?
I want to let that sink in.
Let it sink in. Yeah. Let it marinate. What's up, Bud?
Man, you know when you start digging in the ground, and if you dig far enough, you'll hit clay? That's who I'm giving this game ball to. That's who I'm giving that performance to, Clay, man. The man showed up. When you remember anything about the Warriors in game 6, you remember Clay.
You're breaking up, Bud. Give us a call back, Bud. You're breaking up a little bit. Here's what Clay had to say about his Game 6 performance. Since you're giving that game ball to Clay, here's what Clay said after Game 6.
Something that just comes naturally. I don't go to sleep last night thinking of scoring 30 or shooting the ball well. I just was thinking about how far I've come and how grateful I am to have another closeout game at Chase. And luckily, it was one of my nights and, you know, carry this momentum into the WCF.
And then how does it feel to be back in a Western Conference Finals for the 6th time in 8 years?
Special. Everything we've been through the last few years, it's really an incredible opportunity. We want to advance, obviously, but we're going to embrace the challenge, whoever comes out of the other side of the bracket. It's something I will toast to tonight back in the WCF, but quickly forget about it come Sunday and scout this Game 7. And we have a big matchup ahead of us because, as we know, as each round advances, it gets a little harder.
And that's why we don't want to fast forward to Dallas just quite yet.
We're not there.
We're going to bathe in the glow of beating the Memphis Grizzlies in 6 games, a really upstart franchise. They gained the Warriors' respect. They did. They gained all our respect. That's a tough, tough team. Hard nose. They don't blow a lot of assignments. And they gave the Warriors everything they could in game number six. They did it with their superstar in Ja Morant. We'll talk to Mike Brown about it at 8:30 here on the Morning Roast. Acting head coach Mike Brown. Of course, Steve Kerr's down back. So Mike Brown will slide back to the assistant chair. But Mike Brown, he coached his ass off Friday night. He said, to hell with it. I'm going with the veterans, and we're not getting on a flight back to Memphis. We're going to do everything we can to end this series at Chase Center. And think about that after the two-year hiatus. And I want the fans to think about this because 888-957-9570, we want to know who you're going to get the game ball to and what will you remember game six for. But just taking a step back and thinking about the last 2 years, Shasky, and all the shows we did. You know, whether Wiseman's going to help them. Bradley Beal. Ben Simmons. They won 15 games.
Who was the guy in Indiana whose name's
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the difference maker.
If I hear about Miles Turner ever again, over and over and over, trade for Miles Turner. And they stayed the course. They get some draft picks. They bring in Kuminga, who gives a jolt to everybody in this fan base.
We all believe he's going to be good.
We all believe someday. We thought that in California Classic. Oh my God, look at this guy.
And him and Max Strus, huh?
How about Moses Moody too?
I know, but I'm just going back to that California Strus, Classic.
And the other guy, the big man.
The two guys are
both. No, the big guy, number 77. Omar. Omar something.
He's humongous.
Yeah, he is huge. He's huge.
77.
Yeah, 77. He gave Kuminga elbow to the rib, and Kuminga didn't even flinch in that California Classic. But the 2 years, and everybody said, aha, KD was right to get out of there. Even Kevin Durant said, you know, I looked at that situation and their money situation and thought, you know, I don't know what their future looks like.
I think I think a lot of people would have said, Clay's out for the year. This is before the second injury. Clay's out for the year. Steph's getting up there. They got some financial situations. You know what? I'm going to fade the Warriors moving forward. Like, all these other people are listing a bunch of trios. You know, Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, like, they were awesome. Yep. By the end, it was done.
Done.
Right?
And they never went back to back. They never went back to back.
Like, Jordan, Rodman, Pippen, they were outstanding. It was a three-year run. Right? And then they all hit the eject button.
Omar Yurtseven.
There you go. Yep. But, like, the longevity to stay together and the mileage that these guys have. How many Western Conference Finals appearances now?
Six in the last 8 years.
Think
about this. How about mileage. I got something for you.
Be the mileage.
Clay, Steph, and Draymond Green together. They have not lost a series in a Western Conference since 2014.
That's incredible.
Last time they lost a series in the West was that first round series
against the Clippers. Against
the LA Clippers, game Mark seven. Jackson's last game as head coach.
Where Andrew Bogut got hurt sleeping or whatever. Right. We're not even sure Mark Jackson's still throwing him under the bus.
Listen.
I'm wearing black. We were all black.
All black. I know.
Fighting for my life.
Dude, it's.
I remember calling into Damon's show and Damon thought that, because Damon was all over Mark Jackson being a great hire, and he was right. He helped change the culture. And I remember calling in like, they got to do this. The offense, because that game seven, that game they lost. Yeah. It was ISO ball down the
126,
stretch.
126-121. I'll never forget the score.
So bad.
But you know
tie
what?
Tie game with two minutes to go.
I wanted Mark Jackson to stay, too. I was like, man, he flipped the organization.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, who are you going to grab? Not Stan Van Gundy. That's the thing. I thought Stan Van Gundy was going to take the job.
You're correct.
And that scared me on that. That scared me.
You were
me.
Correct in that
Steve
assessment.
Kerr ended up being a great hire.
And that was a flyer. No head coaching experience.
None. And they haven't lost a series in a Western Conference under Steve Kerr. How about them apples?
That's incredible.
How about that?
And just to rebuild on the fly the way that they have and yet still have the same championship core. And not those guys be like role players.
Right.
They are the foundation of this particular team that's going to get back to the Western
Conference. And they carried them in that game six, Shasky, after getting demolished in game five.
It really is 55. Incredible.
Down 55 at one point in game number five. Friday
Thank
night.
Thank God that wasn't in game
here's
seven.
Here's the thing. The panic meter, right? I'm not going to lie to you, Shasky. Your boy was nervous as hell driving into Chase Center Friday.
Who
especially,
was it?
Especially when they announced that Otto Porter Jr. will not play.
I know.
And I'm thinking, oh, no. That's another rotational piece. Now you're without GP2,
exactly.
Otto Porter Jr., and Andre Iguodala. They're going to have to dust off Bielitsa for 7 minutes. They played Damian Lee for 10 minutes. It wasn't bad. It didn't kill you.
I'm looking at our YouTube chat right now. It's flying so fast, I can't even.
Yeah,
it looks like a slot machine.
Yeah, no, it's people are fired up because game six, it was like, you got to do what you got to do to not go back to Memphis, Tennessee. And Memphis, they answered every little run. Every time the Warriors would go up eight, Memphis would answer with seven. They would just not go away. And Bane finally hit that three. It was 89-87. He hits a three, and Kraus like, oh. And I'm like, damn, man. I know. And I'm like, in the next possession, they were scrambling.
Yes.
Wiggins hits the three to go up one. I'm like, all right, play some defense here. Then Wiggins gets the breakaway dunk. It goes off of Dylan Brooks' foot, the basketball. Wiggins goes in for the dunk. Then Draymond goes coast to coast. Then he finds Steph Curry for the three. They're up 95-89.
It's Steph,
like,
three.
It was like, all right, we could breathe a little bit. But still,
thank God you hit that, Steph.
Thank God you hit that. He was wide open. Yes. And it was like, all right, timeout. Put these jokers away. Yes. And they did with the 18-3 title-like run.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of the Patriots against the Jaguars, down 14-3, or one of those Patriot-Ravens games. You just find a way to win. And you just find a way.
The Steph block on Dylan Brooks.
Oh, that's huge.
We haven't even talked about that. That
Wiggins
was a huge
play. Wiggins had three huge blocks.
Well, the one before half was huge because I felt like they were closing the half out, the Grizzlies, and I was like, you lost all the momentum of a good first half.
Grizzlies are on the 13-0 run, and they took a 7-point lead, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, right?
I thought they could have been up 15 at halftime. I mean, just a lot of buddies.
That second quarter was tough.
It was tough. The coach in Vallejo. Coach in Vallejo wants to talk about game six. Coach, who would you give the game ball to, and what will you remember game six for?
Okay. First, I'll give the game ball to, and I know you guys watched the game. I did. I want to give it to Wiggins, but I'm going to give it to Draymond, because did you notice that Draymond went that whole game under control? He wasn't baiting the referee. He wasn't going through all the histrionics that he normally does. He set his mind on Jaren Jackson. He played the defense. He controlled the game. So I'm giving the game ball to Draymond for just keeping his cool the whole game, and that settled the whole Warrior team down.
Yeah.
And Wiggins, he seemed like he seems to hit every big shot. So anytime you want to, it gets tight or you need a big shot, it seems like Wiggins always steps up. But my game ball goes to Draymond.
What will you remember that game for? Is it Wiggins in the big threes? Is it Klay Thompson? Is it Looney's 22 rebounds? What's the one thing you'll remember game six for, Coach? Coach, you gone? Oh, Coach is gone.
I'm going to agree with him on the Draymond thing. It's just, the offense looks so different once Dray turned around and actually was a threat to go to the hoop. And not criticizing him, I'm just explaining that we need him to be a little assertive offensively because it opens things up for others. He was outstanding.
And you know what? Mike Brown putting him on blast like that Thursday, saying he's got to let it fly.
Yes.
He's got to let it fly. And he takes 14 field goal attempts. Draymond gave you everything you had. And you know what? It's one of those things, too.
And then he was attacking.
Draymond's a guy we all love to hate and hate to love. And he drives us crazy. We love him, though, for all the memories and all the... We forget that he's a champion, too, sometimes. I think we do. And his IQ and the way he gets the defense set up and rolling with Looney down in the front court. The guy's been playing undersized his whole career.
No question.
Undersized. He's going against big boys every single game, and he doesn't flinch. And yeah, he's gonna get on the referees' heads. He's gonna yell about some things. He's gonna throw his arms up in the air. But I thought Friday, to Coach's point, he was under control. Even when Klay took a quick three, you saw Draymond just very calmly.
Yeah.
Let's slow it down a little bit. We don't need to rush it. He was in total command on Friday night.
Well, that's where they miss Iguodala's presence. He's just so calming. There was a moment in the game where Dylan Brooks screamed in Jordan Poole's face, and I said, Jordan, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Don't get the tech, the silly tech. I thought maybe Draymond was going to run into the mix. And just because, like, you know, you're defending your young guy, and things were getting heated between the two teams, I was very happy to see the Warriors just calm down, and Brooks got a flagrant one in that game.
Well, you see him push Steph Curry down and throw that little elbow.
Yeah.
It's like, Dylan, dude, come on, man.
But, like, I'm glad that the Warriors didn't get a cheapie, because, like, you could have easily gotten a cheapie in that game that costs you for this next series.
No doubt.
And so it's about the cumulative, and I love their demeanor. That's a really good point from Coach.
And Draymond, I saw him a couple times talking to Jordan Poole to tell him to calm down, because Jordan Poole is 4-15 in that game, and he was barking Jordan Poole. Do you know what? A game like that is good for him moving forward. A closeout game in the second round. He's never been there before.
Early opinion. I feel like he's going to bust out against Dallas.
Dude, he's going to have
the flow of the game is going to benefit him more in that series than the last one.
This is the thing. And we're going to break down the Dallas Mavericks all day tomorrow and Wednesday. Trust me, there's a lot to dissect. This is a monster, monster, monster series. And I can't wait. This is a series I wanted the Warriors to avoid in the first round. Look, right now, Luke is playing better than anybody on the Golden State Warriors. And it's not sacrilegious
to say. It feels like the Denver series in the sense that they might have the number one player, but after that, I feel like the Warriors have
the better team.
2, 3, 4.
You have the
better
team.
Maybe you put Dinwiddie at 5 in terms of ranking them.
Yep.
But there's no denying, Luke is playing a brand of ball right now that's damn near flawless.
So back on...
Both ends, too.
Back on February 27th.
Yes.
I felt like that was maybe the game that Jordan Poole got a swagger back.
Okay.
Excuse me, not February 26th. That was the game the Warriors blew like a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Is that the Pacer game?
No, they got out 33-13. Remember that in the fourth quarter at Chase Center?
I remember.
Yeah, that was a rough one. That was a sort of a slide. But they also played them back on March 3rd. And it was a Thursday night, and the Mavericks won 122-113. And Jordan Poole at the point was struggling. Remember, he had a rough February, just like Andrew Wiggins. But that was a game I felt like he got his swagger back, which spurred his big run over the last 2 months of the regular season. 23 points off the bench in that one. 8 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 6 from the three-point. Remember, he dropped Luka on a three-point attempt. He didn't make it, but he dropped him. That was the game I felt like Jordan Poole changed his season against that same Dallas Mavericks team. So he's going to be an X factor, and I think he's going to be able to get any shot he wants. I don't think Dallas is as physical as Memphis. Memphis's physicality bothered Jordan Poole. We saw him set hellacious screens in Game 5. Game 6, DeAnthony Melton was in his grill.
Yeah.
They did a good job on Jordan Poole.
So who's the guy that you're going to remember, or what's the thing that you're going to remember coming out of this game? Because we're asking the audience right now. For me, I think it's Game 6 Clay.
Game 6
back.
Clay.
Because it's just, it felt so good to see him in that moment. And he, man, where would they have been without that first half from him? I think they would have been done.
17 points in that first half.
He was incredible. So to me, that's the big takeaway. But I want to say Wiggins, but I'm going to lean Clay Thompson. Wiggins was so good. Just so, all the little things.
You can't speak enough about Kevon Looney. We've touched on this over and over this season. If the Warriors had a Lynn Ashmont Award winner or a Willie Mack Award winner, it'd be Kevon Looney.
The Al Addles Destroyer Award.
Yes, there you go. I like that. Let's create. I like that a lot, actually, Shasky. I like that a lot.
You know I love Al Addles.
We all love Al Addles. 22 rebounds, 11 offensive. And we were having a discussion after Game 5 saying, you can't play Looney and Dre on the floor at the same time in the series. We said that. I admit it. You can't play them on the floor at the same time. And they said, you know what? We're starting Kevon Looney. Steph Curry and Draymond Green goes up to Mike Brown and say, we are starting Kevon Looney. And let's actually hear from Mike Brown. We're going to talk to him at 8:30. Here's what he said about starting Looney.
It was debated a little bit. The reality of it was Draymond's call, Draymond and Steph's. And it's our job to give our players confidence. They looked us all in the eye and said, that's where we're going to get our confidence. They've done it before. Draymond has carried this organization for years with his hard hat. You know, obviously Steph and Clay with their shooting, but what Draymond does, it's unbelievable. And Steve is going to roll with Draymond no matter what he says and what the outcome is.
You know, you talk about the Giants championship teams and the core four, I don't think gets a lot of run. They don't get a lot of love. You know, we always looked at Bumgarner. We looked at Pablo. We looked at Huff. We looked at Cody Ross. And we looked at all those guys. We don't talk enough we don't talk enough about Affelt and Lopez and Casilla and Romo. And that's where Looney kind of falls into play, I think, during his championship run. Because in 2019, I don't know if you beat the Rockets without Kevon Looney.
I was texting with a couple buddies, and Udonis Haslem's name got brought up. Right. And I thought that was a perfect call. Mm-hmm. Because Udonis Haslem, now, look, you're looking at the guy who barely plays now. But I'm talking about during the run of the special team. Yes, and
when
even before
that. He came back against the Bills. Remember that game, too? They said, we need a Haslem back.
And look, he's not a guy that's going to knock your socks off in terms of athleticism or anything. He just does all the grimy stuff that you need. You need glue guys like that on a team. And he's not going to match up well in every game or in every particular series. But every now and then, you bust open that guy and you put him out on the court and good things happen. And he's not Udonis, because Udonis has been there 20 years with the Heat. But he's pretty close.
He is close.
He's given them all the stuff that they need. And I just look at like his mentality, the way he'll catch the ball, hand that little ball screen, go in, he's banging with guys. He may not get the rebound, but he clears out Steven Adams, who's twice his size, so that somebody else can get it. He does so many little things. And then on the switches, he's not a liability on the pick and roll. He closes out. He doesn't foul. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Yep. I think it's underrated about him, even though he's undersized.
Great fundamentals.
I just love Looney.
Great fundamentals. Played in all 82 games.
Which is only five guys did that this year.
In and out of the starting lineup. You know, just stays ready. Stays ready. He's going to be a free agent after the season. I love to see the Warriors try to bring him back, man. He just fits. He fits this organization. He fits this team.
He's more valuable here than anywhere else.
I agree with that. Here's what Looney said about whether or not he knew about Steph and Dre advocating for him to start Game 6.
He didn't tell me that. It means a lot when your teammates want you out there on the court with them. I've been playing with them guys for years, and for them to trust me in these moments is big for me. You know, my first couple of years, I couldn't even get on the court. So to come to this point where they want me to be starting with them is a great accomplishment. I feel like I earned it. I earned my respect, and it feels good.
And here's Draymond on Looney staying ready to roll.
God.
Kevon is, you know, he's been one of those guys that has been a mainstay in everything that we do. And no matter at what any point in his career, when his number's been called, he's been ready. And he delivered tonight in a major way. And we knew we couldn't do it without him, which is why, you know, we were lobbying for him to get back into the starting lineup. He came through.
He came through in a major way. And that's, you know what? After all those things, game six, Clay and Steph hitting the dagger shots and Andrew Wiggins just being a grown-ass man. He came alive in that second half. Just really played inspired basketball. Draymond Green turning back the clock offensively. I got to give the game ball to Kevon Looney, and I'm going to remember game six for the fact that they grabbed 70 rebounds.
That's incredible.
70 rebounds and controlled the glass against this young upstart team that was bigger, stronger, more athletic, had the swagger, had the confidence. The Memphis Grizzlies thought there was going to be a game seven. They truly believed we're bringing this back to Memphis. And they put Dylan Brooks came out like a villain, and he's hitting shots. I'm like, oh, Lord, now he's hot. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking about myself? Saying, all right, Bane's rolling. Tyus Jones feeling good about himself. Now all of a sudden, Dylan Brooks is hitting shots. Oh, no, 3-1. Now we're going to have work Monday night. Oh, yada, yada. All negative thoughts are going through my head. But Loondog, in that one possession in the fourth quarter, in that one possession in the third quarter, late in the game where he grabs the two offensive rebounds and leads to the Clay three. Game ball goes to Looney, and I'm going to remember game six because of Looney. I swear, what a performance.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's just, man, I can't get over the Memphis Grizzlies and the adjustments the Warriors made, because that game right before, maybe the Warriors looked like they were toast. I'm going to be honest with you. I was on pins and needles heading into that game. And you talk about Tyus Jones. They figured him out, and they threw Wiggins on him exclusively, essentially, in that second half, and he shut him down.
I want to give Andy Liu from the Light Years podcast some credit here. He had a tweet Friday night that hit me in a way. I was like, damn, I didn't even think about it like this. Andy Liu tweeted saying, the Warriors had to beat two different teams in the series, and they had to do it basically shorthanded.
Yes.
They beat two different teams. There's a team with Ja Morant, and there's a team without Ja Morant. And the team without Ja Morant was pretty damn good. They were 21-6 rolling into game six. That's impressive.
It is impressive.
The adjustment that they did, and Draymond said it on his podcast, saying, we've got a game plan for an entirely different team. They played an entirely different way without Ja.
It's totally impressive, but let's also play the other side of the coin. Had the Warriors been without Steph Curry, we wouldn't be giving, you know, throwing flowers to
how it works,
knocking them off.
We know how it works.
I know. I'm just saying,
how it works.
You lose the best player in the series. Yes, you get credit for adjusting and whatnot, but let's not make it out like, I don't believe that they're better than...
Yeah, I don't either.
Without Ja Morant.
They're not
That's
better
just
without
my
Ja.
Particular
They're
opinion.
Not better without Ja. They needed that closer Friday night.
Absolutely.
They didn't have a closer for Game 4 and Game 6.
The numbers may indicate otherwise. Oh, they're better, and they're more efficient defensively, and you know their record is indisputable. Like, all those things can be true. But when you get into a playoffs, you're not better without Ja Morant.
No.
I don't subscribe to that. That's just
I don't
me
either.
Personally.
I don't either. They needed a closer in Game 4 and Game 6. Their late-game offense in the fourth quarter was atrocious. Why? Because they're used to having Ja Morant be their closer.
Yes.
Because he could get to the free throw line. He could get to the cup at will. He could create open shots. They needed Ja Morant. Tyus Jones, they snuffed him out. He was shut down. Done.
I do think the Grizzlies-Warrior rivalry, I'm hoping it's here for the next couple of years.
Too.
They've got some money things that they've got to figure out, like Slo-Mo's up for a contract.
Right. You can let him go.
Well, I agree with there, but I'm seeing guys like Tyus Jones is coming up pretty soon.
Maybe get a cheap deal there. They could trade Dylan Brooks to create some money. He's due $11 million in his last year of a contract. I would start Zaire Williams and Desmond
Bane. No, I'm with you on that.
I'd have to get rid of Dylan Brooks. He shot them out the game at times.
Plus, you figure Ja's going to get a massive extension, right? He's qualified for the big boy bag.
They can't roll with Dylan Brooks again. He was
really good in that game. I know he shot them out of it.
11-28,
that was the best
dog.
Game of his life.
It's like Lake forgetting here in just a second.
You didn't think he was hitting everything?
I said the best thing that happened in that game early on, I said, oh, he's hot, which means he's got the ultimate green light in his head. And he's going to shoot about the game.
But he did hit shots.
He hit shots.
He did early in the game, but it felt like at the end of the fourth quarter when Desmond Bane started to go off. Really, it happened when Andrew Wiggins had that dunk off the steal.
Yep.
Then on the following possession, Dylan Brooks tries again by himself, isolation on Wiggins to take it to the rack, and he just couldn't do it. Yeah, and then Andrew Wiggins scored
smart,
on the other end.
He's not a smart basketball player, nice guy. He's just not. I think they got to move off from him. He does give him that grit, that grind, but they can find that in other places.
He's just, he's a character. Like, yes. I mean, again, he's just a character. I think I got a lot of respect for him, even though I can't stand his guts. But I'm interested to see what this team, this young Grizzlies team.
You hear what he said after the game?
I think it's easy to say, oh, next year they'll be better, and the year after that they'll be better. It's really hard to take these jumps every single year in the NBA, and things happen. Teams implode, explode, so they bring in guys, they import players.
Especially in the Western Conference.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, so you don't think the Lakers are going to stand pat, are they?
Well, they got some issues.
You think Phoenix stands pat?
Phoenix could be in some trouble.
Right?
Denver's going to be back with
There's
Murray.
A lot of movement is
Jamal
what I'm getting
Murray's
at.
Coming back
yeah,
for Denver.
Exactly.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's go to Jason in San Jose. Jason, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, hold on.
Jason, what's up, baby?
Hey, fellas, how you doing this morning?
Oh, we can't complain.
Not much, man. Just got to the job site in Petaluma, man. I'm going to tell you guys right now. Loon is the man. Man, all I got to say is I'll give him the game ball. When he fell down, when he got that rebound, fell down, and then when the ball got tipped, he jumped up, got the ball, passed it off again. Then it missed and got the rebound, gave it to Thompson. That was the game. That was the moment of the game I'll remember.
No, no doubt about that, Jason. Get to work. Work safely. Real quick, we'll squeeze in Mike because we know we got a new break here. We'll squeeze in Mike in Oakland. 30 seconds. We got a break at 57. 30 seconds here. Mike in Oakland, get on here, and then we'll get to the rest of the calls on the other side. Mike, what's happening? You're on the roast. Mike, what's good? Mike, going once? Going twice? All right, now it's time for the Boxer and Gerson Law Firm Injury Report. There's a lot to get to. Jonathan and Javier Vacaville, I see you. Austin, we'll get to you on the other side. But now let's get through the Boxer and Gerson Law Firm Injury Report.
It's time for the Injury Report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, it's a long one here. Two pages full of injury reports. Whoa. With the Warriors set to take on the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. Starting Wednesday night at Chase Center, head coach Steve Kerr offered up an update on a pair of injured dubs yesterday. Kerr, himself was making his return to the Warriors after testing positive for COVID last week, said that Gary Payton II is a long shot to return for the Western Conference Finals due to the elbow injury he suffered against the Grizzlies. In the same breath, though, he did not 100% rule out a possible return of Gary Payton II. This Wednesday would mark 2 weeks since Payton injured his elbow, and most elbow injuries require 3 to 6 weeks at a cast before basketball activities can resume. Kerr also mentioned that he is hopeful that forward Otto Porter Jr. will be available to suit up Wednesday night as well after missing the last game and a half due to soreness in his right foot. Porter took part in some on-court activities Friday during shoot-around, including agility and shooter exercises. Porter was seen on an exercise bike during practice Sunday. The Dubs would certainly love to have Porter Jr. back after he averaged 6 points and five rebounds off the bench against the Memphis Grizzlies in that six-game series. The Injury Report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Also, your phone calls coming up, brought to you by BMW Fairfield. BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all of your BMW needs. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. That's BMWFairfield.com. A lot of phone calls to get to. Who's your game ball going to for game number six? And what will you remember game six for? 888-957-9570. It's Joe Shasker, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill here in the Roast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.